بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. We all have a moment in our lives where we might be able to make up for all the mistakes that we've had made in the past. Sometimes this happens. A person is put in a situation where if they make the right decision, it'll make up for all the mistakes of the past, and if they make the wrong decision, then that opportunity will go to waste. Now, sometimes this situation, you are put in it and you know God is watching. The Imam of your time is aware of what you're doing. Sometimes the situation you're put in is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam personally walks up to you and says, "Listen, help me out, and I will make up for all of your past." And this is the situation a person by the name of Ubaydullah bin Hur al-Ju'fi was put in. Ubaydullah bin Hur, he's a person that has made a lot of mistakes in his life. They say that he went on Muawiyah's side after Uthman. He was a staunch supporter of Uthman. After Uthman dies, he goes on the side of Muawiyah and fights against Imam Ali alayhi salam in Siffin. This person has made a lot of mistakes. He gets up and leaves Kufa during the time of Imam al-Hussein because they say he sees the people are getting ready to fight Hussein. He doesn't want to be a part of this. He's made enough mistakes in his life. So he leaves Kufa, but hears that the caravan of Imam Hussein also is on its way to Kufa, and he is trying to avoid the Imam and the caravan of the Imam, but eventually they meet in one of the stations or manazil towards Karbala. He's leaving, the Imam is coming towards Kufa. So they meet here. It's as if the Imam intercepts him here. So what happens is, the Imam sends his representative to Ubaydullah and tells him to come on and help the son of the daughter of the Prophet. And Ubaydullah turns him down. What happens next is interesting. When the rep and the messenger of Imam Hussein comes back to Imam Hussein and tells him Ubaydullah is not willing, the Imam himself gets up and goes to the tent of Ubaydullah bin Hur and says the following. He says, "O son of Hur, the people of your city have written to me saying that they are united on helping me and have urged me to come to them, but the truth is that this is not the case. You have many sins weighing down on you. Do you not seek a repentance through which all of your sins are forgiven? O Ubaydullah, I'm giving you the chance. Me, Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, Hussein ibn Fatima bint Rasulullah is giving you this opportunity. What better? You have messed up in your life." What does Ubaydullah say? Ubaydullah says, "Okay, so how is this repentance that you? What are you talking about? Explain to me how I can repent from all the sins that I've done." It's interesting how he's acknowledging this. The Imam says, "Join the son of the daughter of your Prophet and fight alongside him." So the Imam knows that the people are against him now, but he still is moving towards Kufa and is telling Ubaydullah to fight along his side. All of your sins will be forgiven. He doesn't even say, "Die in my way." He says, "Fight alongside me." But Ubaydullah knows the fate. He knows what's going to happen. He's seen what the Kufans are looking like as they're arming themselves to fight the Imam. Ubaydullah, look at what he says now. And look at how bad and evil one can become and how low one can fall. He says, "By Allah, I know whoever follows you will reach eternal salvation and felicity. But I don't feel there is the slightest chance that my help will do you any good." And this reminds you of what Imam Khomeini said. Imam Khomeini said, "You have to do what your duty and wadifa is. The natija, the results, are in Allah's hands. If it's your duty right now, O Ubaydullah, if it's your duty to help your Imam, then help him." But he says, "No, I don't feel like my help is going to help out at all. I don't think it'll make any changes. There'll be any changes because of my help." That's not what the Imam said. The Imam said, "Fight alongside me." He didn't say, "Fight alongside me in a way that I will be able to flee the enemy, that my life will be spared." He said, "Just join the son of the daughter of your prophet and fight alongside him. That's all he said. Ubaydullah is coming out with explanations now, trying to find justifications. I don't feel there is the slightest chance that my help will do you any good, because I did not find one person in Kufa who is willing to aid you. It's very sad that he says this. I ask you by Allah to relieve me of your aid. Don't ask me to help you. As I really care for my life. Where is Ubaydullah bin Hurr al-Ju'fi right now, brothers and sisters? They say in the few years that he was alive after Karbala, he became a thief and eventually was killed, or he drowned, he committed suicide, something like that, they say. That in a fight against one of the armies, I think it was Mus'ab bin Zubair, he wants to flee them, he jumps into the river and he drowns. Look at the fate of this person who loves his life so much. Only a few years after Ashura. So he says, as I really care for my life, good for you. Instead, I offer you my famous horse, Milhaqa. This is what I'm going to offer you. He says it with like happiness, as if he's doing something big. Oh Imam, I can't help you, but this horse might be able to help you. I have never pursued an enemy except that I have reached him with this horse. That's how good this horse is. And I have never been in pursuit by an enemy except that I have evaded that enemy with this horse. This horse can help us so much. It helped me, it can help you too, Imam Hussein. It's worth a lot. I'm going to give it to you. Here, the Imam says, now that you have preferred your life over us, let me tell you that we have no need for you or your horse. And then he recites this bit of one of the verses of the Quran. The Imam, he says, وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَضُودًا. I don't want the help of the deviators. I'm not a person to ask for help from people who are deviant and deviate others. Now that you have given me advice, O Ubaydullah bin Hurr, let me give you advice. If you are able to go far away so that you do not hear our cry and do not see our battle, then do so. For by Allah, no one will hear and not help us, except that Allah will throw him face first into the fire of Jahannam. If there is anyone out there who hears my cry for help but doesn't help me, Allah will deal with him in this way. So the Imam tells him this. Now we can take two lessons here from what the Imam says. And it's very important, very, very important. Number one, the Imams, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, they're not here for us giving them things. They want us ourselves. They are here to build us. Imam Hussein wants us. Imam Hussein wants us to be Husseini people. Sometimes we present something to the Imam. For example, some of us might weep for the Imam. Once again, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Weeping for Imam al-Hussein is one of the highest ranks that one can achieve. Shedding tears for Imam Hussein is one of the most important ibadat that one can do. But sometimes you feel that a person is taking a little too much pride in his aza' for Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Hussein wants us to be Husseinis. Yes, we are weeping for him. Yes, our tears are the best thing that we can have regarding him, but they want us to be Husseini. So we have to keep this in mind, number one. And number two, what constitutes a Husseini person? What is that active element? It's not just the weeping. A Husseini weeps. A Husseini sheds tears. A Husseini screams and wails over the Shahada of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Plus, when he sees and when there is anger that wants to cause him to commit haram, when there is laziness, when there is injustice, when there is lust, all of these things that might push this person towards haram, if there's impatience, this person struggles against these attributes, these characteristics. This is a Husseini. A Husseini weeps, a Husseini sheds tears hard and fights hard against these things as well. This is a Husayni. A Husayni identifies the representative of Husayn today, follows his lead so that the shaytan and taghut of today cannot create another Ashura. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.